Rob Brownhall, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. How are you today?
Very good, thanks.
I have read your artist profile and it reveals an incredibly interesting and I would say emotive story about you as a three-year-old. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. It could take a while. When I was three, I had quite a drama happen to me. I actually drowned in a creek in Bundaberg and I was pulled out with no pulse. And then people rushed to help me and I was revived in the car park there at Bundaberg and then taken to the hospital. And I had a pretty difficult night, you know, sort of. So this, you know, recovering from this drowning sort of thing. So I had this very dramatic beginning in life. And once you're over it, you sort of think, you know, what's the end of that? You know, survived, you know, everything's fine, it's forgotten. But it sort of wasn't forgotten, you know. I read the article in full a few years ago now, and I remember reading, I'd only read little bits of it here and there, you know, and I read the entire article in full. And I really placed myself there, you know, in that creek, you know, and I thought this must have been, it wasn't nothing, you know, it was sort of, I think it was something very much more dramatic than I'd realized. And then I looked up above I looked up from reading the article and I straight across the room and I saw two rain pictures above my piano, and I've always painted these sort of heavy deluges of rain that I sort of make up, and you know, I'll take a landscape and sort of imagine it in rain. I looked at that and I thought, I'm just looking at an underwater scene, you know, like it looks as if your head's been grabbed and put down in a creek, basically. And so I thought, has this thing been with me, you know?
Have I been painting this all along?
Yeah, has this thing been, without me knowing it, it's sort of there in the subconscious and it steers me to paint the things that come from the day, you know?
Yeah. And how long have you been painting for now?
Well, I started when I was a teenager and I'm 51 now, so fair while, whatever that is, bit of memory loss.
Yeah, right. And were your parents creative?
Well, Dad plays the piano very well and the church organ. I don't think my grandmother was quite a good painter. I wanted to sort of be something as a teenager, not be sort of kind of forgotten by the world and disappear into some office job. Not that there's anything wrong with office jobs.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make a mark or be remembered for something. And so I thought I might do music, and I thought, no, I just don't have the confidence. I wasn't that confident a teenager. I wasn't loud or, you know, full of myself or anything. And I couldn't get up on a stage, you know, people look at me and jump around, you know, like a fool. So I abandoned that idea. And then I just started drawing because I was a really pretty much a directionless teenager. I missed out on architecture, engineering, industrial design, all these things that I wanted to do because I love buildings, you know. And by a tiny margin, I missed out on art college, missed out on everything. It was the 80s, you know, it was a really depressed time in the economy. And I just felt like I had no future, you know, sort of nothing to strive towards. And all of my other friends had jobs, you know, and whatever else. And so I picked up a sketchbook one day, you know, and I thought, I've got nothing to do. And I'm probably a bit like some people in this COVID-19 situation, you know. There are a lot of other people are turning to art, you know. They sort of feel isolated, you know. That's how I felt as a teenager, like outside of the world. Nobody wanted to give me a job or involve me. I had multiple job interviews. They all said no. You know, So I started to draw and I really loved it. And it just took my mind off situation completely, because that's what drawing does, sort of while you're drawing, especially, you know, realistic drawing where you're trying to get things right. You'll never get them completely right like a photograph, but you're trying to, as hard as you can, you're concentrating and you're trying to get the shape, every little shape and detail, big detail drawings of gum tree trunks I did, for example, that sort of thing, for hours and hours and hours. And I just found it was just a fantastic meditation. So that's what art has always been to me, really.
Who was your encouragement or light at the end of the tunnel in those teen and 20s?
I didn't get into art college the first time. I'd always drawn realistically in the few years leading up to that at school. I took a big abstract folio thinking that realism's out of date. I've got to be abstract here, you know, and modern to get into this course. So I lied about who I was, and I did all these abstract things that are quite enjoyable to do, but it wasn't really me, so I didn't get in anywhere. Then when I went back to just drawing realistically and being who I am, I got in everywhere. I got into QUT and Seven Hills College in Brisbane, and also the Canberra School of Art as well.
Oh my God, how did that feel when you got into all those places?
Oh, wonderful. I had something, you know, like you can't underestimate how teenage is a strange time, I think, you know, your mind's sort of forming and you're trying to work out where you fit into the world, and you need something, you know, you need something to you need a focus, you need a direction, don't you? Otherwise you're lost, you know, sort of thing. So yeah, it felt terrific, and I only showed them a few down in Canberra, and they said, oh, we've seen enough, like that. And I said, oh, right, I'll just go. And they said, like, no, oh, no. They said, no, we want you here, like that. Oh, wow, oh, gee, okay. Like, and I